All right, 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. We're going to run some parallels this morning between a man named Hushai and a Christian's life. Christian's life and a relationship to the king. And this man named Hushai is David's friend. He is a blessing to David. David being the king, but the exiled king. He has been exiled by his own son, Absalom. And so, while he's on the run, this man, Hushai, comes and meets David and provides his assistance. And there are several things we can really learn from Hushai's relationship to David that relate to a Christian's relationship to Jesus Christ. And the figures are Hushai is like a Christian. David is like Jesus Christ, the king, except in this, David is exiled. He's out of Jerusalem. And this, the story is, or the way it goes, the history, I should say, is in, and we'll get to 2 Samuel 15 in a second. Absalom has taken charge of the nation of Israel. He has taken over the capital. He has gathered up some people that are very influential, and he wants to be king. And it's pretty clear there's several of David's sons that were just not told no in their life, and they really just think anything goes, and they are the center of the world. And so they don't care what they do to other people. They don't care what I'm a little tangent, but I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about in a generation where there is a lack of empathy. There's just no ability to consider how someone else feels or thinks. And so there's this lack of empathy, and it reminds me of a verse in Timothy where he talks about a generation that's fierce. They just they're violent, and they don't have any. There's just nothing there when you would think there would be some sort of, you know, well, you're hurting this person, or well, you know, that doesn't even enter their mind. It's just their whole world is them and their feelings, and so. It looks like David has a couple sons that are like that. And he will say over in 1 Kings that, yeah, he never told them no, and this is what they grew up like. And so consequently, David ends up burying three grown sons and a baby before his life is over. And anyhow, that's not the message today. That just gives you the setup for one of the men who has taken over the kingdom is David's son, Absalom. And he really doesn't care that his dad is the king. He doesn't care if he hunts down his dad. He doesn't seem to have any particular feelings one way or another other than his own power and what he wants. And so he's gathered some men together that are influential, that had some grievances with David, particularly a man named Ahithophel. And that's the setting you find yourself in. David's on the run. And in 2 Samuel chapter 15, I want to start making some application to Hushai and the Christian's life and the way a Christian relates to the king, who is Jesus Christ. So I'm going to do this, we're going to get started, we're going to jump right in here. 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 31, it's where you meet Hushai, or in this area here. Verse 31, 2 Samuel 15, The Bible says that one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head, unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant, then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz and Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send me everything that ye can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. Here's what happens. David prays. He finds out Ahithophel is among Absalom's counselors, and Ahithophel's wise. Ahithophel has a history of just understanding people and understanding psychology and understanding how people work and think. And so his counsel works. It's effective. What he says about the way things are going to happen is the way things generally happen. And if you do X, Y, Z, then this thing will happen. That's the way it usually works out. And so Ahithophel has that, he has that wisdom with him, but he has this grievance, like we talked about, I think it was last week, with David. And so he doesn't like David. So he's gladly going to take Absalom's side in this. And when David finds out that Ahithophel, this wise man, is on Absalom's side, he prays. And there's a prayer in Psalms about this. I think it's Psalm 55. But it records, it's David's recorded psalm about this event. And David prays that Ahithophel's counsel would be counted foolishness, that there was some counter voice in Absalom's cabinet of people and advisors that would render Ahithophel's counsel as foolishness. But David doesn't have anybody, so he's praying about that. And about the time he finishes praying, it looks like Hushai shows up. And this man he's got his clothes rent. He identifies with David's exile. It's so interesting. You find so many times in the Old Testament where these strangers identify more with the afflictions of the people of God than God's own people. God's own people won't even listen when these strangers keep showing up, and they seem to listen to God better than God's own people. So Hushai, this Archite, he wants to be David's help. He wants to be his friend. He's his companion. And so he ministers to David. He's available there. And considering that David's own son is against him, now you have this stranger that wants to be a help. And so that's the setting you find yourself in. Hushai shows up. He is first of all, Hushai is an answer to prayer. He's an answer to prayer. And when David had begged the Lord for some way, some entrance into that cabinet of counselors for Absalom, because he knows if Absalom gets the counsel of Ahithophel, he's going to end up killing David. David understands that. So David is desperate for somebody to intervene there, and so he prays, and Hushai is the answer to that prayer. What a welcome sight. What a welcome sight. And I think about that with the Lord and with our relationship. I don't know where you're at this morning. I mean, it goes without saying, but some of you here may not even be saved. I mean, when I say saved, you don't have the righteousness of God, meaning you've never considered yourself unrighteous. You've never really, sin may have just been, well, yeah, we all do bad stuff, but But it's not just that we all do bad stuff. It's that you've perverted the ways of God. And when you come to that conclusion in your life where you understand God gave you this life, you have not listened to God, you've perverted the ways of God, and maybe not in a terrible way, but you have ignored God, you've relegated God to, you know, I don't know, some maybe a Sunday here and again or something like that. But the point is, you've taken what God's given you and you've gone astray with it. And when you come to that recognition, you understand, you know what, I'm lost. I'm lost. I need righteousness. I need mercy. I need someone to stand in for me. I'm guilty before God. I've perverted the ways of God, and I need mercy. I need someone to stand in for me. I need God's righteousness. When you come to that conclusion, that's now you're on the way to be, that's the first step in being saved. You trust Jesus Christ, then you understand He's the one that provides righteousness, the righteousness of God. He's the one that paid for your sin and that offers you eternal life. You understand those things as you come to trust Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that means now you're saved. Now you have the righteousness of God, but you got to come to these conclusions before you get there. That said, if you're in this congregation this morning and you've come to that conclusion and you've sought out the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, your relationship to God ought to be like Hushai's relationship to David. Hushai is a welcome sight to David. He is someone who is, you know the feeling, I'm sure. You know the feeling, I'm sure, where you have some relationship with a person and all you're ever trying to do with that person is to either help them clean up something, or it's just like mess after mess after mess. There's always drama. There's always something to deal with. And so the person's entrance into your life is more like, I'm going to take this from you, and I need this, and you got to help me with this, and you got to help me with this. On the other hand, you can be the person that enters into someone's life, and you bring some value to it. And you want to help. You want to be the help. You want to be an encouragement. It's not. I understand we all have needs at times, but you can get into, people get into these cycles of there's always a need. There's always problems. There's always drama. There's always this. There's always that. There's always this. And you need to step back from that and ask, how can I be a help? Maybe. Maybe when I enter into these people's lives, maybe when I enter into this person's life, I want to be a blessing. Not just, hey, I get it, you know, we need to pray for each other, but not every conversation is, will you pray for me for this? 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 Maybe it's more like, how can I pray for you? How can I help you? How can I be a blessing to you? And so this is what Hushai is. Hushai shows up, he identifies with David's predicament, he is there, and he's just there to be a minister, he's just there to be a help, he's just there to be a comfort, he wants to serve David how he can serve David. And Hushai is an answer to prayer, he's a real answer to prayer. So after verse 31 there, David has prayed, Hushai shows up, and the interesting thing is, Hushai identifies with the king. The way he shows up in David's life, verse 32, and I know they knew each other before this, but the way he shows up here, he identifies with the king. He empathizes with him. He shows up with his the Bible says, his coat rent, earth upon his head, so he's mourning. He identifies with David's predicament. He has this empathy. I mean, he has this capacity to see where David is and to try to enter into David's life where David is. And so he identifies with David in this. And here's the point. Here's the point in this. Hushai, like a Christian, David, like Jesus Christ. So this thing, I'll say it this way. This thing about identity has become so ridiculous. But identity is a very important thing. Because what you think you are, that is how you behave. If you think you're something else, then what you are, you'll probably behave like something that you're not. So where do you find identity? Where do people find identity? Well, the first place anybody needs to find identity is in Jesus Christ. First place is in God Almighty. He's the one that created people. He's the one that made male and female. He's the one that created people. And so identity is not found. Here's where it's found today. Identity today in this culture. I don't want to say in every culture because you travel around the world and it's not like this everywhere. We may think it's like this everywhere, but it's not. We live in a small little world here. People's identity is wrapped up in how they feel. That becomes the basis for what you I don't know if that's what you say you are or what you're supposed to be. I mean, look, I remember as a, I don't know, 6-7 year old, and we would put on these this little army gear, and I identified as an army commando. That's what I was. And we would set out these traps and we would play flashlight wars and stuff like that. But I know that's not what I am, but for a while that's what I wanted to be like. And so you had this playtime identity stuff. Well, now it's become real. Now it's real. Now it's, if I tell you I'm an FBI agent, you have to believe that I'm an FBI agent. If I tell you I'm a dog, you have to believe that I'm a dog. If I tell you I'm a cat, you have to believe I'm a cat. You know what? It's confusion. It's complete confusion. Why? People have lost their sense of identity. They don't know who they belong to. They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they're going. So the only thing people have to rely on, or they feel like they have to rely on, is how do I feel? Well, I feel like whatever I'm being taught like. I feel like what people are telling me. I feel like whatever I've come to digest. All that said, the point is identity is very important. And in Hushai's case, he's empathetic. He identifies with the exiled king. And when you think about the way a Christian identifies, I mean, we're talking about it in Sunday school. Your identity, if you're saved, your identity is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. Paul says it in Colossians. He says, my life is hid with Christ. It's above. I don't find any lasting value in this body. I don't find any lasting value in my own ambitions and my own goals. What I find of value is my identity in Jesus Christ. He's my life. He's the one that holds my forgiveness. He's the one that holds my justification. He's the one that holds my redemption. He's the one that holds my life. And when I die, it's in Him. His identity is my identity. This is what Hushai does. It's wherever you are, David, I'm with you. However you feel at the time, however you are, your enemies, David, are my enemies. Your friends are my friends. I identify with you, David. That's Hushai. He identifies with the king. A Christian ought to identify with the king. Your identity is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. He empathizes. Hushai empathizes. More than that, he's going to provide help to the king. It's... I think you get it. You get the idea. A child of God, your identity is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. And when Hushai shows up, he says, David, I'm with you. Your friends are my friends. Your enemies are my enemies. Your life is my life. And I'm here to be a help in any way I can. That's his identity. He identifies with the king. Another thing he does in these verses, I noticed David says something that it kind of caught me off guard the first time I read it. But David said this in verse 33, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. So Hushai shows up and he wants to be a help to David. And David says, if you come with me, you're going to hinder my progress. You're going to hinder where I'm going. Now, I don't know if Hushai is just unable to move very well, which is a possibility. He may be an older man that's just, or crippled in some way. I don't know. But apparently, he can't keep up with David, and David knows it. And David says, if you come with me, we're going to kind of drag along here. But, I don't need you to come with me. What I need you to do is go for me. Sound like you're getting the drift here? Jesus Christ, you can't come with me, but I need you to go for me. You got it? You can't go where I'm going right now. What you can do is you can go for me right now. So here's what he says. You'll be a burden to me if you come with me. However, verse 34, but if thou return to the city, if you go back to Jerusalem and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. Hushai, you're gonna slow me down if we go, if you come with me. However, if you go for me, you're gonna be a huge help. I don't need you to come with me and hide with me. What I need you to do is go back to Jerusalem, and I need you to enter into the circle of friends of Absalom, and I need you to be a voice for me there. Sound familiar? It's a Christian's life. Hey, you're not coming with me. You know what Jesus prayed one time? He said, Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world. Don't take them out of the world. Leave them here. Leave them here. And when you leave them here, send them out the way you sent me out. And in doing that, they will be of more value being sent out than they will if we just take them all home. David, Hushai, he says, you can't come with me, but you can go for me. That's a Christian's life. You can go for me. And so he does it. You know, that brings up another thought. There were people with David that stuck with David. Hushai wasn't necessarily one that walked around with David while he was in exile. He had another job. And that reminds me of the different jobs people have in Christianity. You understand that not everybody does the same thing. Understand that? There are people with David who go with David. And they have their job with David. And then there are people who David sends out. And that's their job, is to be sent out by David and then do whatever needs to be done outside of David's physical sphere of life here. Hushai has a different job. And not everyone has the same job. Not everyone's doing what I'm doing. Not everyone's doing what you're doing. Hushai can't go with the king, but he's going to be sent by the king. That's Christian's life. Paul said it this way about being sent. He said, look, does a soldier go to war without orders? We'll just stop there. Meaning, you went somewhere because someone else told you to go and do this job. So if you're saved, your agenda is no longer your agenda. It's now the one who sent you. It's their agenda. It's Jesus Christ's agenda now. So, like Elias, we're talking about Elias. Elias is going to the border. Elias isn't going to the border because that's where he wants to go. He's going because someone told him to go there. He's not going of his own volition. He's not going because it's a fun place to be, it's paradise or whatever. He's going because he's told to go there. And now his agenda is no longer his agenda, it's someone else's agenda. It's the one who's sending him. It's their agenda. That's a Christian's life. My ambition, my goals, and you ought to think about this, your goals, your direction for life, it's Jesus Christ's direction. It's the one that sends you, one that sends you out. He sets the goals. He sets the marks. I think so many of us are probably frustrated because, well, maybe it's in life, or maybe it's the result of what's happened in life. I don't know, but you're frustrated because you don't know what you're supposed to do. And when you don't have the right goals, you don't even know what you're supposed to be accomplishing. And you're just sort of wandering around. It's like if the end of my life is to make enough money to pay bills, that doesn't sound like a very fun life. And it's not a very fun life. Your agenda, if you're saved, is now the agenda of the one who sent you. It's his agenda. So Hushai is going to be sent out by David. Can't go with David. He'll be sent out. And the very end of this chapter, I love this, the way it says it in verse 37. Hushai is David's friend. He's his friend. This is what friendship is. This is what friendship looks like. He's an ambassador. Hushai is an ambassador for David, though it's a little secret that he is. He's an advocate for the king, for the real king, though that's going to be kept under wraps. He's not going with his own agenda. His agenda belongs to David. And he's going to risk his life for David's needs. And verse 37 sums it up and says, so Hushai, David's friend. His friend. This is what friendship looks like. You know, we love that, we probably do, I think most of you do. You love that song about what a friend we have in Jesus. You know, what a friend we have in Jesus. Does Jesus think the same about you? What a friend he has in you? Are you the king's friend, or is it just, oh, give me, 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 I need this, I need this, I need this. Maybe you ought to think about it in terms of the Lord's perspective. Are you a friend to the king, or you just want to claim his friendship for your life? I'm just going to claim it. He's my friend. I've got this in him. I've got this, and I've got this, and I've got this. Well, maybe think about your life in relationship to his perspective. Am I the friend of the king? Hushai is a friend of the king. Verse 37, Hushai, David's friend. So this is the first time you meet Hushai. He's an answer to prayer. He identifies with the king. His identity, his whole identity, his life is wrapped up with David. He can't go with the king, but he can be sent by the king, and he can speak for the king, and he's going to. And he is the king's friend. Now look at this, 2 Samuel 16. I'll give you a couple out of this verse. Verse 15, 2 Samuel 16, 15. Here's a couple more thoughts. When David tells Hushai to enter into Absalom's circle, David gives Hushai the words to say. Did you catch that? David said, well, go when you go and see Absalom, just tell him that you're here to serve Absalom the same way that you serve David. Because Absalom's going to wonder, why are you here? And just tell him, I'm here to serve whoever's on the throne. And if that's you, Absalom, I'm here to serve you. Just like I served your dad, I'm here to serve you. And David tells him to say that. And those words become two things to Hushai. They become his protection, and they become his commission. I'll show you. Chapter 16, verse 15. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with them. And it came to pass when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, second time it said that, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king, God save the king. And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? So he's a little suspicious. And Hushai said unto Absalom, nay, but whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him will I abide. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son as I have served in thy father's presence? So will I be in thy presence. So Hushai tells Absalom what David told him to tell him. And I hope you can put these things together now. That commission, those words of the king, the words of the king become Hushai's protection, and they become Hushai's commission. This is what is going to enlist you in this service. You know what the words of God are to you? They're your protection and they're your commission. And they tell you how to be enlisted in the king's work. That's what Hushai got. David says, okay, when you go to Absalom, I know it's the third time I'm saying it, but I'll say it this way. When you go to Absalom, he's going to be suspicious. So when you get there, tell him this. And David puts words into Hushai's mouth. And Hushai gets before Absalom, and he repeats the words. And you know what those words have become? They've become his defense, and they've become his commission. You know what the words of God are to you? Your defense and your commission. This is, you know what? I struggled for a while, and maybe I still don't have this figured out. But I used to really, really have a hard time with what are we going to preach this day, and we're going to preach this day. What are we going to preach this day? And then I read this verse that was just eye-opening, and it said, "Preach the word." So, I have this that says, preach the word. So whatever gets preached out of this is my defense, this is my commission, this is how I'm enlisted in the work of God. And this is how you're enlisted in the work of God. It's by the words of God. It's by the words of the king. When Hushai shows up, he is defended by the words of the king, and he's enlisted into the service of the king by those same words. Great stuff. How about that? My words are your protection, Hushai. Just say what I'm telling you to say. And Absalom will accept it. They'll be your protection. And they'll be your enlistment. Because once you tell Absalom that, you know what he's going to do? He's going to invite you into the circle because he values your counsel. And this is how I'm going to enlist you in my service. The words of the king. You know what the words of the king are your defense and they're your enlistment. It's your commission. The relationship between the Christian and the king and Hushai and David. These things are parallel. Then this happens. 2 Samuel 17. The last two verses we'll go to. And I'll give you a couple more parallels. So Hushai is an answer to prayer. Hushai identifies with the king just like a Christian identifies with Jesus Christ. Hushai can't go where the king is, but Hushai can speak for the king. And that's what the king needs him to do. And Hushai is the king's friend. He is enlisted by what the king said. He is defended by what the king said. And then this, 2 Samuel 17, verse 6. When Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel has spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. So Ahithophel's given some counsel, which we talked about last week, I think, and Ahithophel's counsel would work. But now Hushai is going to give some alternative counsel. Verse 7, Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. And then he's going to come up with this, he's got an alternative plan. Here's the point. Here's the relationship between Hushai and the king. He's sent into the enemy's kingdom. He's sent into the enemy's kingdom. But he's not of the enemy's kingdom. He's in Absalom's inner circle, but he doesn't have the same agenda as Absalom and his people. He doesn't have the same goals as Absalom and his people. You know what Absalom and his people kind of represent the world? And so Hushai goes in and he's that little phrase, he's in the world, but he's not of the world. He doesn't fit. So he's got to, he figures a way to be in this circle, but he's not of the circle. He doesn't have the same goals as the people around him. He doesn't have the same ambitions as the people around him. He doesn't have the same agenda as the people around him. His agenda, remember, is the king's agenda, the real king's agenda. He just happens to be surrounded by wickedness. And he's going to navigate that wickedness with the king's words and with the king's agenda. That's how he's going to navigate it. So Hushai is sent into, here's his relationship, he's sent into the enemy's kingdom, but he's not of the enemy's kingdom. Jesus Christ sends his own into the world. We talked about that earlier. But his people don't operate with the same motives, the same directions, the same goals, the same ambitions that the world operates with. The same drives, the same perspectives as the world around them. They're not of this world. What Paul says it this way in Romans 12, he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is the renewing of your mind? What's the king's agenda? That's the renewing of the mind. It's the Lord's agenda. Inside, set inside a wicked world. That's Hushai. He's in this circle of wickedness and he's operating, but he doesn't have the same thoughts and perspectives and goals as the people around him. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians. He said, they that use this world, not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. So you operate within the context of the world, But you understand it passes away, it fades away, it dies. So you use what you can out of it, but you don't abuse it. You don't get addicted to the things in it. You don't operate by its principles. My relationship with the world needs to be like Hushai's relationship to this rebel king and his kingdom. Just in it, but I'm not of it. I operate on a different set of values and hope and goals and all those things we talked about so many times. And here's the point. Or one of the points. I mean, that is a point in itself, but here's another point. Hushai can't change the enemy. He cannot change Absalom. He cannot change the people around Absalom. He can't change Ahithophel. He can't change these people. He can't change, and so it is with the Christian. You can't change the world. The world operates the way the world operates. You can't change the world. But within the world, you can make room for the king in the world. You know what Hushai is doing? He's not changing the whole direction of Absalom, or I should say direction. He's not changing the whole, all the desires of Absalom and all the people around him and all the people of Israel. No, he's operating within this wickedness. But what he's doing while he's in there is he's making room for the king, the real king. So when Hushai gives advice, his advice is meant to make room for David. Ahithophel's advice would kill David. He would get rid of David, and it would work. But when Hushai shows up, he operates within this sphere of evil, and what he's doing within the sphere of evil is he's making room for the king. So he gives advice to Absalom, and Absalom doesn't even he's not wise enough to understand what's happening. So he takes Hushai's advice, and David's going to be saved out of this whole episode. He's not going to die. And so Hushai's successful. He makes room for the king in this wicked camp. And so these things, I don't know, 7, 8 things here. At the end, the last thing that's said about Hushai in 1 Chronicles, it says, Hushai the Archite was the king's companion. He's a companion to the king. It's the relationship that he had to the king. And I want to ask you, I want you to think about it in your own life. Your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he a prop in your life? Maybe I just, you know, I call on him when I need him or whatever. That's the typical thing. Or do you ever show up to be a help, to make room for him, to find a place in this wicked world where it can make room for the king, where we can get exposure for the real king, where the king can have a place where his goals and his agenda work? That's our job. Hushai is an answer to prayer. He identifies with the king. Like a Christian identifies with the king. Hushai can't go, but he can be sent. A Christian, you can't go where Jesus Christ is, but you can surely be sent. Hushai is the king's friend. How about you? You're the king's friend? I mean, his friend. You're the companion of the king. How about this? His defense, Hushai's defense was the words of the king, and Hushai's commission was the words of the king. How about you? You got your own agenda set? You use the words of God whenever it's convenient? The soundbite theology, God wants me to prosper, God wants me to do this. Yes, God loves you. I mean, He wants good. He wants good for people. But do you understand his work? Are you a companion in the work? He's enlisted by the king's words. And then he's sent into the enemy's kingdom. But he's not of the enemy's kingdom. He's there not to change the enemy. He's there to make room for the king, the real king. That's why he's there. You know why you're still here in this world if you're saved? You're here to make room for the king. That's the purpose. That's what you're here for. Just like Hushai. That's what he's there for. And in so doing all of that, he's called the friend of the king. And at the end of his life, he's called the companion of the king. Jesus Christ looked at the disciples, I think he says, and you're my friends. You're my friends. Why are you my friends? Because you operate in an evil world and you make room for the king. That's why you're my friends. You're my representatives. You're my ambassadors in this world. And you make room for me. That's why you're my companions. Just like Hushai, Christian's life, so many parallels here. So many parallels. That's his life. I would ask you this morning, you think about this man's life and how it exemplifies the life of a Christian and measure it up. Think about it, your life, the things going in your life. You're a friend of the king? You want to be the friend of the king? Here's the way to do that. Here's the way to do that. Sam comes and plays. We'll have just a brief time of invitation and then we'll be dismissed. But have a little time of thinking about all these things. It's a good parallel. It's a good parallel. Hushai and the Christian. I don't know, maybe you just call it Hushai Christianity or something. If you want to bow your heads, close your eyes. We'll just have a little time of meditation.